All right, ladies and gentlemen, for our next item this morning, before we get into other businesses, we have a presentation. Cheryl asked me a while back that she make a presentation, and she'd like to talk to you generally about what her life and what she generally does to get the word out about us and who she is and who we are and who the Federation is and who the Federation's influence on Long Island, where she spends most of her working time. She doesn't spend much of her living time there because she uses the excuse of her travel agency to not stay home. So she claims it's work, and you know, other people claim it's vacation. It's kind of cool to combine them both. So when you see this sign in Cheryl's house says "gone fishing," you know she's probably has, and she can take it as a tax deduction too. Gone fishing, tax deductible. Cheryl has other things she'd like to offer. By way of tips and suggestions and workarounds and just I want to it's a broad ranging topic, and she's been at me for a while to do it, so I want to give her the chance that she's been asking for a while. So here, for whatever she cares to say for the next 15 minutes or less, I give you Cheryl Echeverria.
Thank you, Mr. President, and my NFB family. This has come around because, as you know, Carlin passes has, you know, why did I join the NFB and why I stayed? I joined the NFB in 2006, for those that don't know, from losing my sight to diabetes, and I was on kidney dialysis, and once I was healthy enough to, you know, get my life back into order, I reached out to both organizations, and David Stayer found me through the NFB Link, which is a great mentoring program, and the rest is history, as they say, and I've been a member of this great organization ever since. In 2009, as you know, I, or may not know, I'm a travel agent, and that's after losing my vision, so I turned my lemons kind of into lemonade because there were not too many travel agents out there meeting our needs or advocating for us in the travel industry, whether it's the planes, the trains, the automobiles, cruises. And yes, I do much more than just cruising, even though everybody calls me the cruise lady. I actually love it because at least I'm recognized for something positive. So what I'd like to talk to you today is about community. Back in 2012, and I always take something back from our national conventions, 2012, it was the last year we were in Dallas, if you were there. We had a meeting or seminar about back to basics. And one of the topics was, you know, we're involved in the NFB as a community, whether it's your local chapter, the state affiliate, or nationally. And I'm also president of our travel and tourism division and vice president of the Long Island chapter. So, and a board member of NIAGDU. Yay, guide dogs. And what we were talking about is, you know, we know about blindness, and we're always trying to educate the sighted and non-disabled people about blindness. What is blindness? Everybody thinks it's this, you know, big scary thing. Oh, you can't see, and that's it. And you know, everybody has to help you. Or yes, exactly. So, you know, when we started the business, we wanted to make sure we were part of all the travel agent associations. So, you know, we're out there advocating for all of you, getting people to know about our business. And then we said, you know what? We're forgetting a local community that's right outside our front door. That's in Brentwood, where I'm from, the town of Islip. So we joined the local Chamber of Commerce. And yet at first they saw, oh, this blind lady, she's here. She's a lady with the guide dog. People didn't know us from around town. I mean, my husband's like the mayor of Brentwood, like he's the mayor around here. Everybody knows him. So, you know, at first people were like, why are you here? And I said, I own my own business. I'm right here in Brentwood. Might as well work locally. You know, yes, it's nice to get everybody in all the other states, but I was forgetting about my own local community. And since I've done that, people don't see the blindness anymore. They may, if I leave Max at home, they'll be like, oh, where's Max? And I'm like, oh, hi, how are you too? You know, it was meant to be a joke, haha, sorry. I'm a little nervous when I still speak in front of people. But, you know, they recognize me as a businesswoman and not a blind businesswoman. And I think what I'm trying to say is you know, if you want people to know more about blindness and what blindness is or what it isn't, because I'm not totally blind. Everybody thinks, oh, well, you've got a guide dog and a cane, but you're looking right at me. And that gives me the opportunity to explain that not everybody that's blind can't see anything, or you might be partial or high partial, and it goes into other areas. And then I get people that come up to me and say, you know, my daughter is having problems in school. We think she's legally blind, and I would recommend her to go see an eye doctor and then get in touch with the commission. Or I met a woman this past year, because since we're very involved with the community, we were involved with some of our local salsa festival, and the godmother of our salsa festival and the Puerto Rican Day Parade had lost her vision about 2 years ago. She's totally blind now. And we reached out to her, and she actually came to an NFB meeting about 2 weeks ago when we had our meeting in Brentwood. Because Long Island is expanding, we're keeping the one chapter, but we're going between Nassau and Suffolk County to get more people out there knowing about us. So in actuality, we're doing both jobs, being travel agents and NFB members. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, educating the public, so that, you know, eventually, who knows, we'll all get better jobs. We're talking with, you know, at these meetings that I go to, the Department of Education is there. My local legislator is there. Assemblyman Ramos, when he's in town, he's there. So people know who Nelson and Cheryl Echeverry are, and they're understanding what the National Federation of the Blind is. So I'm very proud out on Long Island to get our community knowing about the National Federation of the Blind. And you know what? I tell our chapter members, you may not be able to come to state convention. You may not be able to go to Washington, D.C. or national. But you can try to go to your local town meeting or your local legislative meeting or something like that, because what goes on in your town affects you. There's been so many things going on in my town. We had illegal dumping. They're threatening to take down a water tower. There's a lot of corruption, just like it's going on in any other town. But no, I'm out there fighting for where I'm living locally, and we all can do that. So, you know, you could take your SCAP bus or just walk down the street to your library. Something is always going on. So if it's in your town, you need to stand up and go out there and say, we need to change this. And if you're there, they'll respect you even more for doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Do you have any questions for Cheryl? Sue?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Sue.
Neither did I.
Sorry. Here, you can take mine.
You use the podium one, Cheryl.
On?
Hold on, Sue. This is my coming your way.
I don't
want you all writing resolutions on me for not being accessible.
It's on. I'd like to know, when you knew you weren't going with diabetes, did you have any difficulty with other people when you they said to you, oh, you're blind like that, partially blind, when you walk into the street, going to different places like the grocery store, shopping, or whatever?
Yes, I did. I did have some issues. That's why I was reaching out to one of the local organizations. I mean, I come from a family that if you're not sure of something, reach out to an organization that might be able to help you. And I did. I reached out, and I got in touch with David Stayer. You know, I didn't know about screen readers. I didn't know where to go for help. I did have a case open, but when I was on dialysis, I was too sick to learn about mobility and getting around on my own. I was more worried about staying alive. But after I had my transplant, you know, it was full steam ahead. I lost 5 years of my life, so it was very important to me that I got back to my husband, my daughter, and that, you know, once I got into the right hands of the NFB, I was getting mobility training. I did go back to school. In fact, I'm a 2007 alumni of this great scholarship committee. I went for medical billing. It didn't turn out to be the job that was for me or for me, vice versa. But, you know, I have a lot of background in administrative assistant and sales and everything, and I just went back to what I like to do. And I turned everything that I love to do in life into my business. So I may not be a millionaire, but I love working with people and traveling and seeing new things.
All right, thank you, Sue. Other questions, anybody? Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.